Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, this morning, there's some good news of a sort for Governor Andrew Cuomo. A Siena College poll released yesterday finds that despite most elected Democrats in New York calling for his resignation over a sexual harassment and nursing home scandal, half of all voters think Governor Cuomo should stay for now. The poll finds 50% of voters think the governor should stay in office, and 57% are satisfied with the way Cuomo has so far addressed the allegations of sexual harassment. The poll finds 60% of voters still think Cuomo did a good job managing the COVID-19 pandemic, virtually unchanged from a poll 1 month ago. But the governor's political support among Democrats is plummeting. His favorable rating among Democrats dropped more than 30 points since February, and fewer than half of Democrats think the governor should try to seek a fourth term next year. This poll certainly tracks with the letters you're getting, Alan.
It does. I've been getting, and I've been shrugging about this, considering the kind of attacks that have occurred on Cuomo. It's amazing. I've been hearing from a lot of people who are in support of the governor. Go figure. Because, as you know, these are fairly serious allegations, but people aren't buying. People think he's being set up. So now it looks like the phalanx of Democrats who have gotten together and said he has to go, they look like the bullies to so many people. Whether it's true or not, he is getting an awful lot of people who like his work. Now, as far as the question about should he run for another term, none of that's changed. In other words, there has always been a group of people who think that this governor should be happy with the three terms and get somebody new. So that hasn't changed despite all of this. However, it is a very revealing moment that so many people, David, think he should not resign and that he should hang tough. And that is exactly what the guy is doing. And no matter what you may think, this group of people who have decided he has to go have to have a little bit of worry right now, because it looks like he's the one who's being bullied.
Could it also be impacting the way that Speaker Carl Hastie and the Majority Leader Stuart Cousins approach budget negotiations? Hastie now saying they'll continue as normal. They're talking about an agreement now, a big agreement on marijuana legalization.
I'm sure there will be. I'm sure that it'll all come out with a budget. And anybody who says he's not capable of negotiating a budget, or the people around him aren't capable of doing it, you know, they can and they will. So the real thing to me is, what other shoe is going to drop where Cuomo is concerned? So far, we haven't seen the big one. And I know that the Attorney General has a website. I know people are being encouraged to come forward. You know, just remember, David, this poll shows that the Democratic establishment in New York has a lot to worry about here. The congressional delegation and everybody else who says he has to go. This is all because he doesn't have any friends. And why doesn't he have any friends? Because he can be a bully, no question about it. And the old saying goes, if you're going to kill the king, you better kill him, because otherwise he's going to get him and kill you. And that, I think, has got to be on an awful lot of political people's minds right now.
And referencing that poll again, with the numbers showing they don't want him to run again, there's got to be a number of Democrats thinking about lining up to primary the governor.
Well, that's right. I don't see who it's going to be perfectly honest with you. I think it's going to be interesting to see what the pollsters say when it comes to whether an attorney general, Tish James, or others can run against him and win. Let's face it, this is showing that he has a certain number of people who are behind him, of regular people, voters. And in the end, the idea that the political establishment gets together and decides you got to go is not quite what it is when people come into the voting booth. You know, the old saying goes, you can't beat somebody with no one. In the past, before all of this stuff started, he was decimating anybody else who was running against him. So who's it going to be? Who is it who's going to step forward and say, I can beat Cuomo in a primary? Is it Tish James? I don't think so, but you know, you never can tell.
AstraZeneca vaccine has been suspended in France and Spain, as well as Germany, amid blood clot fears as UK and EU health chiefs vow it's safe. Boris Johnson, UK scientists and regulators say the jab is safe, and there is currently no proof it was the cause of fatal blood clots in people who had recently received it. In a bid to persuade more countries from pausing the rollout of the shot, the European Medicine Agency insisted the rate of clots in vaccinated people seems not to be higher than seen in the general population. It's still disturbing to hear these things.
Well, that's right. And remember, there are an awful lot of people who don't want to take the shot. And any kind of evidence like this evidence gives support to their views. Of course, it's one of the shots that are available, and the common wisdom here is that you see as many blood clots showing up in the general population as you do in this study. So those people who have decided not to take the shot have some ammunition in terms of backing their idea of not doing it, but there are many people who are taking the shot. In the end, there's always the possibility that some people who are taking the shot are going to find themselves behind the eight ball, and then we'll see whether or not they are capable of moving forward with all of these shots. As for me, I took the shots and I'm damned happy I did.
Two charged with assaulting U.S. Capitol Police officer who died after a riot. Federal authorities have arrested and charged two men with assaulting U.S. Capitol Police officer Brian D. Sicknick with a chemical spray during the January 6th Capitol riot, but have not determined whether the exposure caused his death. The true nature of the horrifying attack can be brought just to this one Capitol Police officer's death.
Well, that's right. You know, you got some of these idiots walking around saying there's no conclusive proof that anybody really got hurt here. Well, you got a dead policeman as a result of this. How would any of us like to have some of these chemicals sprayed in our faces? And as far as I'm concerned, it's too bad that they can't prove murder, but they sure can prove that he was attacked. And they have the film to show it. And he died. So one and one makes two. That's where I'm sitting.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.